talk and gab, complain, talk and gab, blah, 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 ramble, ramble, ramble. Welcome to the Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza, where each week
hey, everybody.
Oh, that is awful. That was Patches kicking it off with his input. And now I don't know where to go. So I'm going to...
That was my itchy.
It sounded more like Scratchy, to be honest with you.
Scratchy doesn't talk, does he?
They both talk. Okay. Yeah, they both talk. And,
Well, Poochie. It's Poochie talk.
Wiggity wiggity. My name is Poochie D. All right. Wow. It's starting off really good today. I'm going to kick it to Patches for his off-the-cuff description of this episode. Go ahead, Patches.
Hi, everybody. This week in Season 18, Episode 16, we have the episode titled Homerazzi. In this episode, Homer starts a fire in the house, which makes Marge think that they need to protect some of their valued items, so she gets each family member to put something that they value into a safe that is fireproof, and she puts in the family album. Of course, everything in the fire safe starts on fire, so they lose all of their pictures throughout their life together, and they come up with the idea of restaging events so that they can take pictures. And in doing so, Homer happens to take a picture of two of the local celebrities in Springfield. I think it's Duffman and Bubarella. And Marge gets the idea that they could, Homer could become a paparazzi and make some money to pay for some of the repairs that his fire caused. And so the episode's about that Homer becomes a paparazzi and starts taking pictures of all the celebrities and rich and famous people in Springfield and showing people their shameful ways. And famous people of Springfield do not like that. So then their plan, led by Rainier Wolfcastle, who of course is a knockoff of Arnold Schwarzenegger, he comes up with a plan to hire a paparazzi himself to follow Homer around and to teach Homer a lesson about what it's like to have your private life exposed for public viewing. After that happens, Homer wants to give up the paparazzi life, but he has one moment where he reflects that, no, I gotta teach these rich people that they need to be a little bit more humble. So he grabs a camera up one more time and goes into a nightclub where they're all debasing themselves and takes some pictures. But instead of publishing them, he makes a deal with Rainier Wolfcastle and the rest that if they just treat other people like human beings for a little bit, that he will not publish the pictures. Rainier Wolfcastle is grateful, and he invites him and others to party on his offshore platform, and I think the episode ends there.
So who did you hire this week to write your intro?
I just winged it, buddy.
You did?
It was good, wasn't
it? It was good. It was not bad. I was about to jump down your throat about Homer starting the fire because I thought you talked about the fire of the safe, but then I totally forgot that whole part of Homer
falling asleep or passing out in his birthday cake.
Yeah.
There were some great jokes when the fireman shows up.
Yeah. And to continue kind of what we were talking about last week, I thought the fireman was awesome, and I was like, why isn't he in more episodes? And I thought the same thing when Betty White came back on screen. I was like, God, Betty White should be a guest star every single year now.
They could use her. The fireman had a voice that was, it's just a generic Simpsons voice, so I don't think they could have. Oh, they could. I mean, he was funny. You know how many fires are caused each year by by something? 5? 1 million? We don't know.
We have a bet.
We have a bet back down. I think Joe says it's a million. I say it's 5. Yeah.
You know, but usually in the past episodes, like Lenny and Moe and like random people from the city, even Skinner is part of the like volunteer fire crew. So I thought it was interesting that they actually had a fireman this time.
Yeah. And they had to come out to Simpson's house 6 times. And one time was because Homer called 911. He was embarrassed that he misdialed, so he just set a fire so that he wouldn't be embarrassed.
So what did you think of this episode overall?
I thought it had some good plot points of like privacy versus famous people being super annoying and doing whatever they want. They had some good playback there. The newspaper editor, who of course is kind of like the Spider-Man, you know, editor that's so funny.
You know it's the same actor, right?
Well, it's the same actor. I mean, but the Spider-Man guy has been around forever, so like my cheat book is back in play this week.
It's J.K. Simmons is
J.K. Simmons.
He's the actor who did the editor in chief from Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 with Tobey Maguire. Yes, is.
But overall, that editor, and do you know the editor's name? Peter Parker's boss and Spider-Man.
I was just trying to think about this.
Oh, I really wanted you to geek out and show the people what you truly are. But he's always like that. I mean, J.K. Simmons does it good. He does a good job of it. But, I mean, I think he always does that kind of yelling at Peter Parker, editor.
Oh, right.
Gotta make deadline, Peter. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, he was hilarious. His lines were absolutely hilarious in this one where he's yelling at Homer. This has page one written all over it. Why did you do that? And then shows a picture of Homer wrote page one.
That's good.
On the book.
Good visual gag. Yeah. He has a really good Simpson voice. Like I could see him playing other characters.
So there's where I would go with it instead of bringing Betty White back. Because I don't know what you would do with Betty White that many times. But bring in J.K. Simmons back just to do other voices. And it doesn't have to be like the editor voice, even though that editor character was pretty funny. Bringing him back just to do any voice, I agree with you. He's got a great Simpsons voice.
Right.
I wouldn't mind Betty White coming back and doing a different voice.
Right.
Not just every time she's on the show, she only does her character or herself. So I thought that was okay.
They
did another visual gag where remember when they're restaging the photos and they showed the Simpsons how they were originally drawn.
Yeah. Yep. In 1987. That was
nice. 1987. Yep.
That's good. I thought you were gonna really rail off on celebrities and paparazzi.
The podcast is not over yet.
I want to get right into it because I'm kind of curious to see which way you're gonna fall.
I understand why you say that, because they do a really good job in this episode of cutting it both ways. When Lenny and Carl are mad in the bar because Burt Reynolds won't sign his sister's or co-sign his loan, and Robin Williams went through all the funny voices he's done in all the movies while he was sitting at dinner with his children. You're just like, yep, I can see fans being absolutely annoying.
Right.
And Homer was an absolutely annoying paparazzi, just like, you're horrible. But then they really did play up how celebrities think they're above everything and can do whatever they want and can get away with it without people saying, like, we think what you guys do is ridiculous. So I thought, you can go off on whichever way you want to go off. I'm going to go off on the fact that Simpsons is an awesome show because they had presented both sides in a very stark way.
It's funny because I had an idea for a movie where a celebrity gets so frustrated with paparazzi that he starts following the paparazzi back and doing the same thing. And I was like, oh, that would be a great movie. That'd be a great movie. But then rewatching this episode today, I thought to myself, I wonder if I just saw that idea on The Simpsons and just thought, hey, maybe I'll steal that.
Yes, that does happen. What was I thought they made a movie like that?
Probably.
Someone gets so mad at the paparazzi and they start, I thought they started killing him.
Yeah.
I liked the episode again when they start from Homer's birthday to the point of them burning stuff to the point of them becoming paparazzi. It's one of those classic Simpsons episodes where they start is not even close to where they finish.
I was kind of thinking the opposite. I do think that they did that, but this was a stark contrast from last week where I felt like it got into the main story really quick and then it just stuck with it the whole time.
The paparazzi stuff, once they got on the paparazzi stuff, they stuck with that for the rest.
Right. I mean, they didn't really have a B story. And maybe that's it. There was no B story.
No, and they don't always do a B, but
it's it seemed to go really quick for me.
Rainier Wolfcastle was awesome in this one. I'm not giving sushi to the dogs. I'm not made of sushi. He said like sushi like three times in a line. It was every time he said it, I started laughing a little bit more.
See, I disagree too. Rainier Wolfcastle is like one of my least favorite characters. I don't know why.
No, I agree with you. I don't like him for a lot of times, but in this episode, he made me laugh.
Yeah, he did have some good lines.
Homer got him because he was getting married to whatever Shriver Kennedy Quimby lady.
Right.
And Homer takes pictures of their wedding. They brought John Lovitz back for a little bit role. I didn't think he was as funny as he normally is.
I think he's like one of those one of those voices that he's just been a Simpsons staple that they have to bring him back, if not every year, every other year.
I think he's just walking by the studio and they're just like, hey, John, you want to do a voice? I mean, right?
Yeah.
Because half the time it's gold, so there's like, do you want to just do some lines? But this one is just, he wasn't that fun.
No, it was a lot of visual gags. It wasn't even him doing his crazy voice or anything. How do you feel about Homer's tactics of setting up the celebrities to have embarrassing things that he could photograph?
Are you talking about the Paris, Texas one, or are you talking about...
Yes, the Paris, Texas
one. What were some of the other ones that he took pictures of? The wedding, people come on getting their clothes dry clean.
No, I'm talking more about the whole setting celebrities up in uncomfortable situations and then taking pictures. Like,
right, that's where they cut it both ways, where you're like, you felt like, oh, that's what paparazzi do, man. They catch you at the grocery store, they catch you somewhere where you're just doing your normal, you know, human being stuff, and that's not right. But then, where were the times where then we did feel that Homer did was justified?
Right.
There was probably some times where. So where did you fall on it? Did you like Homer in this episode? Do you think he was justified?
I didn't really care that much, to be honest with you.
No.
I wasn't really that involved with Homer's story. It wasn't, there was no motivation behind it. It was like, oh, we can make some extra money. And then
Don't you remember he promised that he could become moderately rich?
That was one of my favorite parts. He's rolling around like a couple dollars.
He's rolling around and, yeah, not that much money, but he's rolling around. That was his motivation, I think, because I don't think that he did have much other. But at the end, he gives his little Simpson speech.
That was the other thing I was going to ask you is, have you ever, it's going to sound weird, but seen a famous person in real life, like specifically around other people, whereas like they walk into the room and for some reason you can only focus on them because
they're so famous.
Well, yeah, it's like that whole thing, like, oh my goodness, like I see you on my TV box. Now here you are.
Yes. No, you can probably tell stories since you've been out to La La Land. Mine would be just like local celebrities, you know, like news people.
Right.
Where it's not like you stop the press kind of stuff. It's just like, oh, there's so-and-so. You don't really care that much. How about you? You seen a couple people where they come into the room and stop, everything stops?
Yeah, well, I felt like I've been in like meetings with people before where maybe four people come in and then it's like John Voight walks in the room. And and you'll be like, you know, it's kind of like you almost forget about everybody else who walked in the room, and all you're thinking is, oh, what is John Voight going to think of me, or how is this handshake going to go?
Yeah, I think that's really normal. I think you can't fight it. I don't know how you would.
I know.
You know what I mean? You can't, like, if you're just a person that, like let's say you don't know who John Voight was, then you'd be like, whatever, I guess he's famous. But if you know who John Voight is and you've seen him act in some movies, he walks into the room, you're going to be, like, pretty self-conscious around John Voight.
Right.
I don't know how you would. So I don't judge people for that. And I also, like, I guess I did feel for the paparazzi a little bit. They're like, they can take these pictures of people and make money.
This is the other story I had for you, is that when I was living out in LA, I met somebody who had just moved out, and they had, like, went and bought, like, a new camera, and their whole plan was to go and try to be a paparazzi.
Oh, I think that's bad.
It was really sad. I was like, why?
It's desperate. Because they're desperate. I agree with you. It is sad.
I don't think it's desperate. I think certain people have that personality where they like it.
No, I agree with that too. Because don't they have TV shows where they follow? Now, like, paparazzi have become famous.
Right.
It's like, wow. I don't know how, like, who dreams of becoming famous from taking pictures of other people who are famous. That's a different kind of dream. That's a different kind of birthday wish there.
Let's talk about some hidden gems, because I didn't really find a lot. I kept on getting distracted every time Gabbo came on screen, though.
So why? You like him?
I love Gabbo. And in my opinion, they've never used Gabbo properly again after his first episode.
His first episode rocked.
Yeah. But
this episode did not use Gabbo up to it, no.
No. And every time they use him now, it's just kind of like I don't know. Like, they could have brought him back, and he could have, you know, teamed up with Sideshow Bob to try to get Krusty.
They could do the whole Sideshow Bob thing with Krusty, with Gabbo, against, you know what I mean? Like, he could have a vendetta against Krusty.
Right.
Or he could, I mean, they brought Gabbo back as a famous person, you know, like one of the celebrities in this episode. Which you understand, like, they just needed more Springfield celebrities.
Right. But they're not bringing back Laureline Lumpkin.
She was in there.
Was she really?
I think she was on the platform. Yes, the platform party.
Oh, man.
Yep.
See, I got to start really taking better notes.
I watched it twice this week. I'm telling you, I think watching it twice, we get just a 10% better podcast.
Just...
All right, so here's my first gem is when they're putting toys or their valuables into the safe, and Bart puts in his Krusty talking doll.
Yes.
And he switches him to the joke style current references. Did you see the other choices that he had that he could have made?
No.
I had to pause it, because I'm just like, I bet you it's funny. It was mother-in-law jokes or stolen jokes or current references.
Mother-in-law jokes.
I was just like, after I saw that, I'm like, why did you not switch to mother-in-law jokes? Oh, man. When he caught Dredrick Tatum coming out of the restaurant, he yells at him, your hip-hop CD was boastful and unnecessary. And then Dredrick starts pounding on Homer.
Right.
And he says something about the Fourth Estate. Have you ever heard the media called the Fourth Estate?
No. I did. I heard that joke and I was like, oh, that's...
Okay, so sometimes the media is called the Fourth Estate. And I never knew what that... Like, does that mean like three branches of government or something like that? And Homer says, like, what are the three other estates? And I had to listen to this twice, and it's nobility, clergy, commoners, and the press or the media or whatever. So those are the four estates. And it was something about, don't you know your French society? So it's a French reference.
Okay.
The Fourth Estate. So those are two I found. Did you find any?
Yeah, I did have one that, and this is kind of obscure, I think. But in this episode, Homer's holding a pennant.
Yes.
And he does that in a lot more episodes than you think. Oh, because it was the Star Trek party, the Star Trek Voyager party. They're recreating that photo. And he's holding a pennant, or they're watching the new episodes of, like, Police Cops.
Yeah.
He's holding a pennant. There's probably about three different episodes where he's doing that. I don't know why that jumped out at me this week, but I was like, oh, yeah.
You think that's a writer or animator who likes doing that? Probably a writer, huh?
How much creative ability or creative freedom do you think the animators have to throw in those jokes?
Not much, but I think they have a little bit. I'd have to believe that, you know, the writers say, here's what we want. But if the person's drawing something, they might just put a pen in his hand.
Right.
What do you think?
I think the writers probably say something like, yeah, Homer's holding a pennant. All right, going back to the safe. It was two things. It was one of my favorite parts of when Homer calls correctly what happened in the safe.
Yes,
that was great. And
I remember watching it the first time, and when he did that, I remember thinking that was hilarious. He's like, "Oh, maybe Krusty turned on the car, and the car's headlight went through his." thing and started the portal on fire. Yep.
Scent of a Wookiee.
Scent of a Wookiee was his cologne.
And then my other question for you is, how do you keep your family photos safe? Or do you worry about that at all?
Digitally, you mean?
Or anything. Like, so digitally, if you have them on one computer and that computer crashes, you could lose them all.
Yep. That's good. I do keep some of our childhood pictures that are developed or whatever. I have a couple in a fireproof safe.
Are you serious?
Well, just some of Mom and Dad. And yeah.
You have
not many.
In a fireproof safe. Okay. Just a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, not the album. And then we have pictures on the computer. I have a backup storage thing, and then we keep them on the camera. So I wouldn't say they're fireproof,
but
they're all in the same room.
And
they're all in the same room,
right? If I know, like, some people keep their photographs two places. Like, I knew somebody who put their negatives in a security deposit box at the bank. They were that intense.
We all know somebody. What do you do?
I don't do anything. I keep them on my computer and I try to upload them to cloud services. Okay. But and I guess with Facebook,
well, that's how cloud services, actually the cloud service, that's how they advertise, right? They're like, your computer could burn up, so keep it on the cloud.
Keep it in the cloud. Get it anytime.
We'll sell it whenever we want. So going back to your Voyager, you know, that they're restaging that, I got a question for you.
All right.
Have you ever had a viewing of a last episode? Did you ever go to any kind of party where they had a special maybe not the last episode, but like a special episode where you all got together? Not like of a fun show that you and your friends all like, but like a big event. Not kind of like similar to a Super Bowl, but not Super Bowl.
No, I don't think I've ever gone to like a watch party. You're like a watch party.
A watch party. Well, you and your friends, don't you guys, you used to go to at least the Oscars stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess we'd do a couple Oscar parties.
But that's just, I think that's becoming more common.
To do.
I was really honing in on like a last episode of MASH kind of thing.
Do you think people did that or got together for the last episode of Cheers and MASH? Or did everybody just...
What was the show? No, what was the show a few years ago where they sing during the show and people loved it? Teenage Glee Band? Was it called Glee?
Glee, yeah.
I think it's Glee. Didn't people get together and watch that?
No, not... If they did, I was not invited.
When they're putting all the stuff in there, did you see, like, the Krusty doll did not want to be locked in there?
No, he tried to get out.
Well, he was like, no! Yeah, when they were locking the door. He was going for the door, and he screamed at him. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Overall, I didn't like this episode that much. I laughed a bunch of times, but I was just kind of like, meh. And then it just ended with like, oh, now we're all going to go to Rainier's party on his boat. And then Marge pitches him the script, and then he steals the idea. The end.
I thought that the show was so-so. This episode was so-so. I think he kind of had to be a Simpsons fan. Because, like, some of their gigs, they did bring back a lot of, like, the Betty White joke. If you didn't know that Betty White was in the show before.
Right.
That wasn't as funny. Or, like I said, the visual gig of what they looked like in 1987. Gabble. I mean, like, right? Like you said, when Gabble comes on, I'm like, it's Gabble. But if you didn't know that, you're just a casual fan of Simpsons, didn't know who Gabble was.
See, I don't know if there's casual fans of Simpsons anymore, because if you're...
They're gone.
Yeah, either you're a Simpsons fan and you're still watching, or you're a Fairweather fan who crashed out after season 10. If you're listening to this, just...
If you're listening to this, you're not a Fairweather fan. So we probably shouldn't, you're right, we shouldn't rate it like that, because... So let's rate it like you're a Simpsons fan, which I am. Good jokes. I like how they tried to balance between who are you rooting for, the paparazzi, the stars. And I thought they leaned a little bit towards like being anti-paparazzi. Average show. I'm going to give it an average.
I give it a 4 out of 10.
So below average?
Below average.
I was average.
Below average. It felt like last week's episode was better. Let's talk about them drawing famous people but not using their voices. Like, how legally do you think they can do that? Like, Paul McCartney, you know, obviously he comes out. Gary Coleman, he comes out, but they don't say anything.
I think, because all those guys have been on the show before.
Right.
But let's say Paris Texan.
Right.
Do they have to pay her anything, or could they get sued by her or reference her?
They could probably get in some trouble. They probably, but knowing the Simpsons, they probably cleared it.
Yep. I was going to say, they've been doing this for so long that I'm not worried about them. And as far as using like the other people that have been on the show, I think they're totally fine. I don't think they have to pay them, and I don't think they are worried about any kind of. Maybe they do have to pay them. I don't.
You know,
you probably don't want to piss off Paul. You probably don't want to piss off Paul McCartney.
No.
Gary Coleman, you probably don't care about that much.
Well,
as they can say, oh sure.
Let's...
But you're right. They've had to clear this because Dredrick Tatum. Rainier Wolfcastle. I mean, come on. We all know who they are.
I think the one of the bigger mistakes of the Simpson movie was to use Arnold instead of Rainier Wolfcastle. Like, why do President Schwarzenegger instead of doing just President Rainier Wolfcastle? Because we all know, you know, who...
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on this. I think they would have had so much better jokes, too. It would have been funnier, and Simpsons fans would have loved it. So, I agree.
I have a new segment for our show. Our new segment is going to be Character of the Episode, better name.
Let me tell the people right now that Stitches did not clear this by me in pre-production show, so I approve of it. I love it. Good one.
We'll have...
Except that we're going to have to remember how to do it. And by the way, my cheat book does that. My cheat book tells about that. So can we pick like the Simpsons family?
Yeah.
What's the criteria here? So we're just picking out like who is the funniest or who we just really like.
We each pick out who we think stole this episode away from everybody else. Okay.
I'm not gonna put in the stole the episode, but I'll probably lean a little bit away from Homer unless he really is. He's the guy, but this one I'm gonna tilt my cap to Rainier Wolfcastle because I don't think I'll ever do it again. I'm going to give it to him. I thought that he was on his team. All the lines that he delivered this one were fun.
Oh, you went first.
Yeah. You came up with the segment. You shot it at me, and I put that ping pong ball right back on your side.
And
go ahead.
I am going to go with Homer. I think this was all about Homer. He pulled the story forward. He had the funny lines. Without Homer, this episode is, I mean, they just can't do it with anybody else. Yeah, when the paparazzi was chasing him, that was really good. I like that the whole bit with him hanging Maggie from the window and stuff like that. And then the fact that they did one tabloid all the way about Homer was really good.
Yeah, they had one tabloid with all of his pictures of him in there, and it was hard to see all of them, but they looked fun.
All right, so what are we watching next week?
Next week, we're going to just go back a couple seasons. Season 15, episode 12. The title of the episode is Milhouse Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And as we discussed last week, that it might be better if our listeners actually watch the episode and then listen to us gab on.
Yeah, we're tasking you with a lot, but I think if you watch it, which you should, you'll just get way more out of these episodes. And it's just fun to rewatch Simpsons episodes, so you shouldn't even need a reason, but now you have one.
Yeah, we gave him a reason. All right,
well...
No, you go first.
All right.
Okay, I'll go. No, are you going to go?
I like listening to podcasts when I mow the lawn. I like listening to podcasts when I walk. I like listening to podcasts, and you do too. So please share this with all your friends and let them know what you think.
That's not even subliminal. That was just liminal. That was nice.
In your face.
In your face. Waka waka, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast, Charles Ganza, is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
Stick it in your ear. I'll let you go.